Triple J.
On Triple J, this is 2015.
Okay, tonight on Triple J on 2015, I'd like to welcome Mel Bester into, I think for the first time, into Triple J. Is this the first interview?
Yeah.
Wow. Exciting times. Now, Mel is best known to the world as the artist called East, who we've been playing for well over a year now on Triple J. First discovered on Triple J Unearthed via this track.
I think I'm living in the past, 'cause the future has no appeal.
A great track. I've always wanted to find out what that instrument is, that really boom, 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 that sort of keyboardy instrument in that track.
Just a crazy synth sound that me and John found.
It's fantastic. Who's John?
John Castle.
Oh, okay. He's the producer who worked with you on that track?
Yeah.
That's really great. When did you write that song, Old Age?
I wrote that song probably a week before I went into the studio with John, which was in January last year.
January last year. Wow. And it was uploaded to Unearthed in February.
Yeah.
And we started pretty much playing it after that. Really impressive stuff. Wow, you only wrote it that close to going into the studio with John.
Yeah. It's kind of a last minute thing.
But how'd you hook up with him? Because he's quite a well-known producer. How'd you make contact with him?
I think my manager. Just, it was recommended to him that John would be a cool person to work with and somehow just set it up. And
you already had management at that stage.
Yeah.
And how did you get a manager?
I met my manager through my publisher.
Okay, so you got a publisher at a really early age.
Yeah, I was about 13.
And how did you just send off stuff to a publishing company? How did you find them?
Yeah, I just emailed him a song I'd co-written with somebody and he liked it and took me on board.
Okay, but did you just look, because it was actually interesting, I was speaking to Keita Alexander a few weeks ago, a new singer from Port Macquarie. I asked her how she got in touch with her manager. She said she just Googled Australian band management and basically the first person that came up was the manager of Angus and Julia Stone. Did you find a publishing company just online?
Yeah, I just Googled Australian artists that I knew had some success and I found the Veronicas. And
they had success?
Yeah, they did. They
yeah.
did.
Yeah.
And Hayden Bell, my publisher, kind of helped discover them.
This is crazy. Okay, because you're 17. Are you still 17?
Yes.
You're 17. You should be doing year 12 this year, but you've finished school. We'll get to that in a moment. So the beginning of last year, you were starting year 11. What age were you when you started writing music or playing music?
I was probably 12 when I started writing.
And you've been developing since then. This is a bit of a Lord story, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because this is what sort of happened with her as well, around the age of about 12 or 13, and then just sort of working behind the scenes until she launched into the world.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Another one of your songs, which we've played a lot of on Triple J, is this one.
It's time you took control of this.
Great track called Your Ghost by East, who is with us on Triple J. See, when we heard that one, do you know what we thought when we heard you sing?
What?
We went, Missy Higgins. What do you think of that?
I'm fine with that. I love Missy.
You do?
I do.
Okay. All right. So that's a good comparison.
Yeah.
When you uploaded stuff to Unearthed, you also listed Imogen Heap as an influence.
Yeah.
And see, I can really hear that because she does a lot of vocal experimentations and percussion's a big part of her sound.
Yeah.
So when did you start listening to her music?
Probably I was maybe 15 and I was in the car with some friends really late at night and her song Hide and Seek came on the radio and I just fell in love immediately.
Probably her best known track.
Yeah.
Yeah, a really interesting track too. And
yeah.
So from there you went back and discovered all her other stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, interesting. You also listed Jeff Buckley as an influence?
Yeah.
I mean, I think that one has spread far and wide.
Yeah.
The Grace record influenced a lot of people, been such a remarkable record over the last 20 years. There was also another influence. Who was the third one? The Wombats.
Yeah.
That's right. I thought, yeah, I can hear the Jeff Buckley image and heap. The Wombats? Why the Wombats?
I think I just love how they pair up kind of almost cynical lyrics with really kind of upbeat and happy sounding melodies and instrumentation. And I just thought that was a really cool approach.
There's a real sadness to a lot of the lyrics, but as you said, there's just something so upbeat and infectious and likeable about it. It's a really interesting combination. Old Age is kind of an interesting song for a, you would have been 16 when that came out. Interesting song for a 16-year-old to write. And The Alley, which we're just about to play in full, which is your newest track, also lyrically, is really quite, I don't know, a mature song for a 17-year-old to write. And I don't mean that condescendingly. I mean, you talk about death, you talk about wanting to escape. What was going through your mind when you wrote The Alley?
Well, I wrote The Alley, it came out of like a songwriting kind of camp thing, and I got paired up on the last day with Jim Finn, John Hume and Sonia De Pellegrin, and we all just kind of sat down in a room together, and you know, John kind of started playing around with some chords, and we all kind of just felt like it would be so cool to write a song about, you know, wanting to escape the cycle of life that you found yourself in and the routine and the just the kind of the prison of routine, I suppose. And it was kind of shocking because we were all really on the same page just listening to those chords.
And was the routine for you school life?
I guess the routine is just how you look at life and how you treat people. And for me, it wasn't so much a physical routine but more a mental routine.
Okay. So Jim Finn is from Art vs. Science.
Yeah.
And he actually has helped you produce this EP, which is coming out in a month's time. The Alley is the title track. Did he pretty much produce the whole EP with you?
Well, Jim did a lot of work on The Alley, you know, with the songwriting. The rest of the EP, I did some songs with John Hume and one with Eric J and another with my drummer and his good pal, Alex Gooden.
Okay, and you're totally open to collaborate? You're an easy person to work with?
Totally. Yeah. I feel like it's so important just to connect with other musicians and writers just so you don't get stuck in your little bubble of how you like to do things, you know.
Let's hear this track. There's a few more things to cover, including the name change. It's subtle, but it's worth covering. East is with us on Triple J. Let's hear this. This is a terrific track. It's called The Alley tonight on Triple J.
I don't know what I'm running from, back to the place that I'm coming from. Every day I run and return, run, run and return, run, run and return. Is this place worth fighting for? I don't belong here anymore. Every day I need to escape, I need to escape, need to escape. Shadow of death, never get to stop and catch my breath. Walking through the alley of the shadow of death, never get to stop and catch my breath, catch my breath, and catch my breath. Another lifeless form of life.
Suit and Tide, that's the lyric in there, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, Suit and Tide. So it's kind of like, as you said, escaping from that routine.
Yeah.
East is with us. That is The Alley. It's the title track of her second EP, which is coming out in a month's time. We've got a little sneak preview to play you of another one of the songs on the EP in a moment. And also, I touched on before, percussion. I feel like hip-hop might be a big influence on you.
Yeah, it is. I've only recently gotten into hip-hop, but I just feel like there's so much cool, innovative and fresh stuff in the hip-hop scene at the moment.
So who have you been listening to?
I've been pretty much in love with Kendrick Lamar. Oh. I know that's such a, you know, typical mainstream answer, but his new album is just incredible.
I don't think that's a predictable answer at all. I mean, that's been the defining hip-hop record of this year.
Yeah.
For sure. It's just an amazing piece of work. Let's talk about you leaving school. You decided that year 12 wasn't to be continued on with. For you, you split from school at the beginning of this year. Was that a big decision?
No, it wasn't. I mean, it is a big decision to make, but I think I just knew that this opportunity of, you know, making music and, you know, I just felt like it may not come by again and I want to grab it with both hands, and year 12 will always be there, you know, if I ever want to go back to it.
But did you do okay at school?
It wasn't really my thing, to be honest. I hate feeling like I'm being forced to learn something But I'm a naturally curious person, so I know at some point I want to learn about it, but I just don't want it, you know, shoved down my throat in a sense.
What did your family think?
Very supportive. My mom was just so cool with it, and she's just with me every step of the way.
Have they always had a strong idea that music would be the direction for your life at this stage?
Definitely, yeah. I knew from a very young age that all I wanted to do was sing, and then in later years I discovered writing, and yeah, my mom was just always very supportive.
Is the household musical? Are there other musicians in the house?
Yeah.
Like who?
Well, my mom was a choir singer in South Africa as a child, and my brother plays guitar, and my little sister plays cello, and she can sing better than I can. And my little bro plays piano. They're all musical.
Oh, wow. There's a family band.
Yeah.
We were looking at a poster of Haim before. We could get the besters together.
Maybe, yeah.
Well, your mum is originally from South Africa. You were born in Australia, though?
No, I was born in Pretoria, South Africa.
When did you move?
I was maybe 3 or 4 years old.
Okay.
And we moved to Dubbo.
You moved to Dubbo?
Yeah.
Wow. Although there's a zoo out of Dubbo.
Yeah.
There's a theme there.
Is that
why Dubbo was picked?
Possibly.
Keep the wildlife around you. You're living on the central coast of New South Wales these days in Wyong.
Yeah.
Which is an interesting place to be based for a musician.
Yeah.
Is there much of a musical scene to surround yourself with?
Not much.
No, it's pretty quiet, isn't it?
Yeah. There's some awesome central coast bands, but I think we all kind of just end up being in Sydney and Melbourne and, you know, all the major cities.
And so that's a transition which is down the path for you probably.
Yeah.
Or you could try to put Wyong on the musical map. Okay, we'll talk about the name change in just a moment. Mel Bester, who is the musician best known as East, is with us on Triple J. Let's just have a little blast of this, a little bit of a sneak preview of another one of the songs which is going to be on this EP called The Alley. Now, this is a brand new track, first time it's been played anywhere. This track, we'll just play part of it, is called Disappear. Once again, it's another sort of deep lyrical theme going through that one. Tell us about the writing of that track, Disappear.
I wrote that song while my parents were going through like a separation. And it was like a difficult time in my life, I think. But I kind of wrote the song with a smirk on my face. You know, it's kind of got a bit of a sense of humour to it. It's not too serious, but...
Have they completely separated now?
Yeah.
Okay. So was this written during the time or afterwards, looking back?
It was during.
Wow, okay. So was it maybe a coping mechanism for you a little bit as well?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, catharsis. And also just to sort of put a twist on it so you can kind of look at the bigger picture maybe.
Yeah, definitely, yes.
Okay. Disappear then from East. Originally you were spelt the traditional way, but obviously people searching it online had lots of difficulties finding you. So you've subtly changed your name. I've got to ask you before we talk about the slight change, did you think of turning the S into a dollar sign? Then head to the States and be a West Coast rapper?
Oh, dear. No. You know what? Not going down that road.
No. Okay. What you did was you got rid of the A and you basically turned it into an upside down V. So it's, I think it's called a carrot, actually, the technical term for it. So it's like a hat instead of the A. Now,
yeah.
Has that posed any problems or has this been a smooth transition for you?
I think it's been pretty smooth. it's definitely been more easy to find me on places now.
Have you felt the effects? Are people coming to you a little bit more easily now?
Definitely, yeah.
Okay, but it's still pronounced the same way, East. There's no funny pronunciation change.
Nope.
Okay, well, good luck with it. It is a little bit of a quirk, but if you are trying to find East online, it is E and then the upside down V, S-T. And thanks for coming in. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
The EP is coming out in a month's time. The Alley is the title track, which we've been playing. And you're also doing some live shows. Do you play with a band or just on your own?
Yeah, I play with a drummer and a keyboardist.
And what do you play on stage?
Sometimes I play a bit of acoustic guitar or I play with a sampler. But singing is difficult enough. I just focus on one thing at a time.
Yeah. And do you like performing?
I do. I really do enjoy it.
Because you wouldn't have done that much, would you have?
No, not really. I was so scared, you know, starting to play gigs and, you know, open up for bands. You know, it was really scary, but the more I did it, just the more comfortable I felt and the more I enjoyed it.
Yeah. Well, good luck to you in the future. We've been really impressed with the songs that we've heard so far from you. You are doing some live shows just after the EP comes out. You're playing on the 25th of September at Good God in Sydney, then Shebeen in Melbourne on the 26th and at the Black Bear Lodge in Brisbane on the 1st of October. So if you want to suss out East, you can do so at those dates. Once again, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.